Welcome to the Government Technology Insider Podcast. I'm your host, Lucas Hunsaker. In this episode, we'll discuss how federal agencies can navigate FOIA challenges. The Freedom of Information Act was designed to provide citizens with transparency into government operations and play a critical role in maintaining public trust. However, government agencies face many challenges fulfilling FOIA requests, which often undermine trust in government even further. How can government agencies overcome these challenges, from cybersecurity concerns to siloed data infrastructures, to simplify the fulfillment of FOIA requests quickly and accurately? For a conversation today, I sat down with Amit Dangarani, Vice President of Growth Enablement, and Amy Hilbert, Executive Vice President of Government Solutions. I hope you enjoy our conversation today. Thank you both for joining me today. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Yeah, we're super excited as well.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's jump into the first question. What are some of the greatest challenges federal agencies face when trying to complete FOIA requests? And we'll start with you, Amit.
Yeah, thanks. So Amy and I have been in this space for a number of years, and you know, just through talking to agencies, and some of this stuff has also come out recently in a number of reports from the FOIA Tech Council, the GAO. But really the biggest challenges that agencies are facing today is, one is just the circumstance of today. You know, the FOIA landscape has really changed dramatically over the last decade. The number of requests have gone up, and there's all this discussion around this large backlog of FOIA requests, but it really starts with the fact that the actual number of requests have gone up by an order of magnitude. You know, today you're getting requests from individuals, businesses, law firms, the media, and it's everything from, you know, consumer safety or communications between high profile individuals or different departments, or even topics related to national security. And the complexity of those requests have also gone up. And so it's requiring getting information from different systems, from different program offices, possibly across multiple agencies. And the size of that, the data or information that they have to go through has gone up considerably, as well as the data types. The other challenge, you know, that comes up is really just coordination. So it takes time to coordinate these requests, you know, and go back and forth between, you know, these different groups of people. And then some of the information, especially if it's sensitive, requires a subject matter expert or an attorney to look at and sign off on it, or, to be a part of that review and redaction process. And so, you know, and depending on an agency or their team, they may, you know, be limited with, you know, what they can do, because they also have day jobs, especially if they are a subject matter expert. Technology is also another challenge. So from a data standpoint, I think a lot of people maybe make this false assumption that government data is just on some single system and you can just easily Google search. But really, you know, there are disparate systems and solutions, because there are different business needs and requirements, and each of those systems have their own security rules and permissions. So that means different system owners. And so to that earlier point, when you think about like the complexities involved with the coordination of people and time and the systems, it requires a lot of coordination. And so once they get that data, unfortunately, the technology challenges that the legacy technologies that are out there for FOIA, they're not able to handle the large volumes of data. Or some of the modern file types. Think about, like, you know, how much chat data that's out there today, whether it's Teams or Slack. And some of these teams may not even have a solution, so they're having to do reviews manually in Adobe Acrobat or scanning files. And so when you think about it, like, the landscape has changed, coordination is a challenge, technology. Amy, can you think of some other challenges too that some of the agencies face today?
Yeah, I'm actually going to expand upon your comment around coordination. It's not, and add people and staffing to some of the challenges. And so the coordination challenge is not just within an agency. Often requests are broad and agencies have to coordinate with other agencies. So if you look at kind of the more recent one that was in the news, like UFOs, I want to know everything that the government knows about UFOs. So if you think about that, that had to be a coordination across many agencies within probably DOD, maybe even transportation, even Department of Justice, possibly working to provide those FOIA responses. So it's kind of expanded beyond just within the specific agency. And then when we look at the people part of it, staffing, there's limited resources. Some agencies were blindsided, especially during, you know, the whole COVID time. They went from just getting a few FOIA requests to thousands. And so they either started out with just limited resources in place to be able to respond to those. But even as they've kind of built up their teams, we are hearing from for example, the GAO report, that there has been turnover within the agencies too. So keeping staff on board, being able to get enough budget to have the right staff in place has been a challenge with meeting the increasing number of FOIA requests. And then time with the law in place with 20 days to response, if you think about limited resources, maybe not the right technology to help you, trying to meet that 20-day response timeframe is really challenging for agents and provides a lot of pressure for them to work under.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for both your answers. So let's transition into technology. Why is the current FOIA technology not addressing these challenges you two just laid out? And let's go with Amit again.
Yeah, no, so some of what I've mentioned is when you look at file types today, there's just so many different modern file types that just were not there before. And some of these legacy solutions out there just aren't well equipped to do that. And a lot of, to be honest, a lot of FOIA requests require reviewing email. And when you get into massive email volumes, when you take into account that maybe emails have attachments to it, and there's just so much data that you have to go through, it's really hard for existing solutions to process that data, to be able to allow it easy for, you know, a FOIA professional to review all of that stuff. And so that was a big challenge within the industry. And so for a while, you know, the industry, the government agency started looking for another tool, and they turned to the e-discovery industry to see if they could help with tackling some of those issues. And so a lot of agencies now will use one FOIA tool to manage and track that process, and then they'll use an e-discovery solution, you know, to help with some of these more difficult things, and then being able to take into account things like email threading or be able to leverage things like artificial intelligence. But even then, you still have a clunky workflow. And so, you know, you're using one system to do stuff, you're exporting data out, then maybe you're putting into another system, you're bringing things back. And so, you know, while it certainly helps address one set of issues, it creates a new set of issues. And so the thought was, how do we figure out and come up with a solution that really tries to address all of those things? And I think another thing that ends up happening is that when you are working with so many disparate systems, you know, how do you collect all that data and bring it in a seamless way? And so these are some of the challenges that we saw out there with existing FOIA technology.
That's great. Now, how can an end-to-end management solution help to better address these challenges that you laid out? And we'll go with Amy for this one.
So as Amit mentioned, agencies are, because of like the limitations with the solutions that were in place for FOIA, are tending to rely on several different applications to manage FOIA. So building it all within one end-to-end solution will really help them like have a more streamlined workflow and be able to complete their FOIA request in less time. They're able now to centralize their request intake, their document management, the review workflows and communication tools, all within one platform. So their staff is all trained, able to kind of get in and really effectively do their jobs. It also helps them automate their processes and prioritize requests. It helps improve the reporting that they have to do to maintain compliance and really have better customer experience for the FOIA requester, because they're able to communicate with the requester within that platform, share status, and provide their responses in a timely manner. Some other things that having e-discovery combined with your FOIA tracking piece of it helps bring is you can now leverage the power of e-discovery, where e-discovery is built really to allow you to sift through large volumes of data and get the key information you need quickly. So things like analytics, AI, advanced search really are going to allow the FOIA teams to quickly locate and redact that sensitive information much more quickly and comprehensively to make sure that they're maintaining that compliance with the regulations.
Perfect. So amidst growing cybersecurity concerns, what can agencies do to ensure secure collaboration and distribution of FOIA requests? And let's go with Amy again for this one.
That really can be solved by having good, secure data management processes and a secure platform to provide a safe space to collaborate on FOIA requests. A lot of times the documents that are being viewed for FOIA before they're released to the public could have sensitive information, PII, and even sometimes secret information within the government space. So you really need to make sure that you're using a platform that has, for your FOIA, that's gone through an independent assessment. So like, for example, FedRAMP is the standard in the federal marketplace. And then for DoD, they have an impact level assessment that's managed by DISA. So this will just help ensure that the platform you're using does have all of the appropriate security controls in place for your data. And so with that, you also want to make sure that your platform allows you to employ comprehensive user roles and permissions and action tracking logs. Because so many people are involved in the FOIA process, you want to make sure that you're controlling kind of what people can do and what they can see within the data, and then that you have a way of going back and auditing what happened with the records that were reviewed or redacted, and you know who did what when, basically.
Yeah, it's great. This has been a really insightful conversation. But before we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to add? And let's start with Amit.
Yeah, I think, you know, short of Congress updating laws around FOIA to provide agencies with more time or resources, which I do think is needed, I think agencies are going to have to find better ways to do more with less. And I know that seems very cliche, but you know, bringing in the right technology solution and partner can really go a long way to helping agencies meet their desire to improve the FOIA experience, both for themselves, for their FOIA teams, as well as for their end customers. You know, and then I think that CasePoint can really be an integral part of whether it's an agency's FOIA backlog reduction plan or just an action readiness for the future.
Yeah, that's a good point, Amit. And I actually want to also bring it back to the core focus of FOIA, which is the customer experience. Using a platform to help improve the agency's workflows is important, but also other aspects of the customer experience can be improved with a strong FOIA solution would be just, you know, improving that transparency and communication with the requester. So you want a tool that's going to have built-in and customizable communication capabilities. So that way, you're keeping the requester informed throughout each phase of the management of their request, and so that they can easily kind of get in and see that. You also want to make sure that as an agency, you're really leaning in to giving open access to information. So reading rooms are essential. So agencies can even proactively post some commonly requested files, so people don't have to ask for them. They're already out there in that portal. So that's going to help improve the transparency, but it's also going to help reduce the number of requests that agencies are getting and some of that the burden on the public to request that information. And then, you know, we've talked about all through this conversation, reducing the time to fulfill requests. And so using, you know, different FOIA workflow streams and having ways to kind of automate those processes and workflows and leverage things like AI and analytics that will help agencies respond to public requests in less time. And finally, I know we didn't get into Gen AI, it's the hot topic everywhere, but I actually really see FOIA as a great space to start leveraging some of the benefits of Gen AI to improve the customer experience overall.
Thank you, Amit and Amy, for joining us today, and a big thank you to our listeners for tuning in. If you're interested in staying up to date on the latest best practices, lessons learned, and proven strategies for leveraging innovative technologies in federal, state, and local government, be sure to visit governmenttechnologyinsider.com. I've been your host, Lucas Hunsker, and until next time, so long.